Hey everyone, my name is Layal and welcome to Hold My Paces, Please, where we discuss dating, relationships, and workplace experiences. So when I originally started this show, the main topic was dating and relationships. We've changed topics several times, but today we're bringing it back in a big way. Today I'm joined by Derek Walter, who we will call the Black Bachelor Coach. Hello.
Hi, hello.
And Julia Talley is back on the show for the second time.
Hello, I'm back.
She'll be sharing her single girl files, and she'll be sharing her a lot of stories that she has that I really honestly can't keep up with. So I just felt like
a new story.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what, the world needs to hear this. So I'm excited about it. Okay, so Derek, since this is your first time on the show,
yes,
let's talk.
Well, yeah, let's talk. You lead. Like I said, you lead. I follow. I'm really good at taking directions.
Great. That's so good to hear. As a Black Bachelor Coach.
Can we shorten that? That's just so
BBC.
Long. Okay, perfect. Yeah, call me.
Okay, so
BBC.
As a BBC.
Yeah.
What is something you
see
feel
what you did there?
Sorry, you guys. So, BBC.
Like is, the British Broadcast Company.
Like BBC Channel.
Yeah.
Where I used to watch Downton Abbey on.
Yeah, correct.
Of course.
I've
like
watched
that. That's
Sherlock
what I was thinking of.
And Luther. Yourself.
I actually really love that channel. I've learned so much.
Me too. That's the only reference I know. If there's another popular one out there, DM me and we'll talk about it.
He's doing it for the DMs, for the gram.
So as the BBC, what is something you feel you can't stress enough to females as far as advice goes? Because we're doing this today as like as I said, we don't bash men, we don't bash women. What do you like say as far as advice for women?
I like it. I like it a lot. Can I interject, because I know you like surprises, but not really because you are control. Can I just talk about my pace experience first before we go in here? Because this is Hold My Paces. Can
yes,
I do that?
Yes, let's do it.
See, since we're on air, she could say no and cut it out later, but we're going to go for it. Like, I think one of the cool things about having like such a brand like Hold My Paces is you get to ask people like what their experience with Paces are. So I think one thing I wanted to do as a guest is tell you about my love for pasties. And maybe if it catches on, everybody has to talk about pasties. Like, so I'll give you I got three, if that's okay. And I'll go real quick so
yeah,
I can answer
go
that
for
question.
It.
So my first ever love of pasties came from Hugh Hefner, because he would have these parties at the mansion and the girls would do body paint and they would do pasties and stuff. And so that was my first ever exposure of pasties. I didn't know that's what they were called. I was just like, why can't I see the breasts? And then I understood that it was because the pasties were there. So that was number one. Number two was at a place called the Gentleman's Club. When I was learning to become a gentleman, it's on Sage Road. They had full bottoms and pasties. Now I feel like they don't have full bottoms and pasties. I don't go there anymore because I'm a gentleman. If you ever see me, it's a lookalike. It's not me. So that's the second love with pasties. And the third would be this launch, this brand. And when I saw it, I thought it was a clever idea and it was so cool. So I'm here for it. So yeah, I just thought I would throw that in there first. And you should always ask people, what is your like relationship with pasties or your most fantasy with pasties? Because I have fantasies too with pasties, but we'll get there in another show probably. What was the question again, just so our listeners can catch back up?
So listeners, that was a lot to swallow, I'm sure. But
BBC.
BBC, what was what is something that you just really cannot stress enough to your female friends or just women in general?
Yeah,
as far as advice goes.
Gotcha. So I'll preface with, every person is unique, every situation is unique, and so you really got to answer to that. But I feel like the overarching theme that I would ever tell my females friends and exes and, you know, friends that I dated or whatever is, be true to yourself. Like, you're the only person that really knows you. The society out there, men out there, and even other females out there always want to judge you, challenge you, question you. And you're the only person that really knows you, right? You're the only person that knows what crazy crap happened right after your first period, your first masturbation experience, your first sex experience, any violation on your body, any mental stress, your relationship with your mother, your father. Like, you're the only person that knows everything that's happened for you to be who you are. So you just got to trust yourself and not ever worry about what a girl or a guy or society or the government says about your body. That's the number one thing. Like, it's okay to be you. And you better be you, because if not, then you're going to be lost in this whole crazy game of being an amazing female.
I love that you took it to another level. Like
that's
that.
What we talked about earlier, kind of from mm-hmm. where I was. I had a lot of like pressures from being married for 10 years for someone kind of like telling me how to act and what to do. And then being in several relationships, people judging me for several things that didn't even exist, basically. And I had to kind of learn how to think for myself and figure out who I am and who I want to be and what I like to do. So that's huge advice.
No, it's great because yourself. I think that as women, you just seek approval, and that's not good, and it's not going to get you anywhere. I feel like the less you care, the happier you will be.
Right.
Very true.
And it's, I mean, BBC, he like knows what's up. He's not being judgmental. Because like, for example, Julia, you were talking about like you were dating guys and they're like sitting there trying to ask you if you're dating somebody else on the first date.
Yes, so I went on a date.
It's not fucking business, bro.
Well, first of all, it was the first date. And then second of all, a bit of advice. Don't ask questions you don't want to hear the answer to,
right?
You know, because
did.
He's looking at me smiling and he's like, so are you seeing anyone else? And I'm like, do you want a list or what? And I said that. And he was so shocked for me to say that.
Dead.
Yeah. I love it. As you should.
BBC, have you ever asked a girl on the first date if she's anybody else? Because naturally you should be. You should have somebody on the bench, in my opinion.
No, I've never, because I also learned early that I don't want to ask questions that I'm not ready for the answer. And I never really know if I'm ready for the answer until I hear that motherfucker. And it's too late after that. Apologize. but yeah, so no, but I will give advice to females on this. Don't volunteer that information. I will say that I dated a girl and she was just like, yo, you know, I'm just trying to figure it out, like I'm dating you, I'm dating these people, and she was trying to be honest, so I guess I could make an assessment. And luckily I was cool. I was like, I know what I got, I know who I am.
But
so it doesn't, yeah, but most guys are insecure themselves or want to control you as well, so you never know. So too early on, I definitely wouldn't share that much information. We dated for a little bit, but I already had this kind of like, you like, while we're doing this, getting to know each other, you're like letting other people have your time and experience. I would rather just not even think about it. So then when it came to a point where she was like, yo, like, I like you, let's do this, I was like, you know, all while you've been doing your whole thing, I've been slowly detaching from you. So now, like, I'm not really that cool with you right now.
I guess it's not as romantic at that point.
Right. Yeah.
So it kind of, like, kills it in a way?
Well, the funny thing is also because I know the person through someone else, and I know that they went on several dates that week. So... Mm-hmm. And they shared that information with me. I didn't care.
So you wanted to kind of like, yeah.
And I thought it was funny because they were, to me, pretending like, you know, they can basically date around, but they're pretending like they're just seeing me and they're really interested in me. But then they wanted to hear from me that I'm only interested in them.
Well, yeah. That's like double standard.
Yeah, it is
like
a double standard.
You're kind of like, do you have the audacity to ask me the question?
Just a patriarchy, man. It happened all the time.
Yeah, I think in this situation, I would... If I liked the person, I would just kind of like play dumb because it's nobody's business. You could be dating several people. And then when you find the person you like, you have a connection with them, right?
Well, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. That's the thing. That's why I said
you should.
As
you always should. I would always say, if somebody asks you a question, go ahead and give the full answer, because omission is also betrayal, which is also a lie. And that's what when that goes again to what I say when it's like, be fully who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, if somebody asks, go ahead and give the straight up truth. Like, don't even skirt the corners, because what I don't like, and I think why a lot of my friends are single at this moment, is because, you know, like the game of like, how, when do I reveal all of myself, right? Mm-hmm. If someone asks you a question, reveal all of yourself in that question.
Yeah, people are trying to be on their best behavior.
Yeah.
You know, they present the best of themselves to you because they're trying to court you, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? It is tough. I definitely think it's important to be honest for the most part. Like for me, for example, I'm half Arab. So it's like for me to be dating or having a podcast or doing anything, it's like so weird to people.
What other half are you?
My mom's Cajun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Creole Arab.
It's the weirdest thing.
That's awesome.
I went to a family wedding. And so I haven't talked to my dad in 7 years, right? So I saw him at this wedding last Sunday, which was so weird. And he's like, oh, you know, we didn't like stop talking about the best of terms. So it was like kind of like a reunion thing. And he's just like, so I heard you have like this company, Hold My Pacey's Please. And I was just like, yeah.
Awkward.
I was like, it's like, you know, pasties. And he's like, I know what that is. He's like, okay, dad.
I was a gentleman learning years ago and I met this guy that goes by BBC on Sage Road. I know what pasties are.
But yeah, it's just like, you know, you right. saw me right after Julia.
Yeah.
Okay. Julia has like, so I was inspired by this episode because Julia like was dating a guy recently who doesn't speak English.
I went on a date. So I met this guy and he doesn't speak English. He's Cuban. And
how do you communicate?
I kind of speak Spanglish because a lot of my patients don't speak English. So I learned a little bit of Spanish. He barely knows any English words or doesn't understand anything. And then he found out that I'm German because I can say that in Spanish. And he started Google translating from Spanish to German, which does not really work. It's easier to go to English because of the grammar. But anyways, so we kind of like we're texting back and forth. And then finally he's like, I take you to eat. And I was like, OK. And at first I was like, oh, this should be fun. You know, and then I was like, you know, but after like 5 minutes of my broken Spanish, what can we even talk about?
Is it awkward?
You know. So he actually invited one of my friends from Venezuela, and she also brought one of her friends. So we actually went like kind of on a friendly double date, you know.
But like,
and
what did
she was interpreting for us? But
what does he hope to accomplish? Like, you have to have like.
What does he? Have? So
BBC is making some inappropriate gestures.
First of all, it's not inappropriate.
You don't need to speak English in order to smash.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to non-verbally communicate what he was hoping to accomplish.
So, like, do you bring people every
well, first
time?
Of all, that and to be honest, I didn't speak much English when I got married. So, I mean,
was
I learned
hard?
English mostly over here.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I think he's genuinely interested, and he's genuinely interested in learning English, and I'm genuinely interested in learning Spanish. So, I don't think it would be a bad like idea, you know. And he's really a nice guy. But it ended up mostly me talking to my friend's friend, and then she talking to him. And then after like half an hour, she would tell me like some of the details that they spoke about. But it was really like awkward and we couldn't really talk. So I think I need to learn more Spanish if we want to go on another date.
Guys, I just need to pause really quick right after this story. Another thing that I tell my female friends and my guy friends is we really don't deserve you females. Like, y'all are so dope. Like, let's just break down what we just heard. The communication wasn't there, but the dude figured out to say, you want to eat? And we know girls will say, yeah.
I'm easily lured with food.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'll eat. So, gentlemen, that's number one rule. If you can figure out how to feed a girl comfortably, you got a foot
right.
in the door. So then she just talks about it. She's like, well, I was talking to a friend, yada, 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 back. But you know what? And if I want to see this guy again, I just have to learn more Spanish. She's going to put in work to possibly let this happen. Like, we don't deserve you females. Like, y'all are willing to do things.
Well, I'll learn something new, too.
BBC
yeah.
is, like, all
Never
about
dated a
female
Cuban.
Empowerment.
Yeah, I mean, y'all are so great. So, background. So, my mom's the oldest of six girls. So, I grew up with five aunts and a mom in my grandmother's house. I had an older sister. So, I grew up with eight women. I have five half-sisters. So, like, and a lot of my female friends I had since I was in high school, and like, I mean, I'm that guy that girls like, hey, I just want to talk to you about this. What do you think? And then we'll talk. And they're like, oh, thank you so very much. But like, y'all have a beauty. Y'all have a beauty within you guys. Y'all are great. Y'all are graceful. Y'all are merciful. But no one's really protecting you all the way through your process to say, you know, it's okay to like walk away from that. Like, it's okay, like, not to feel that way. Like, it's okay to fuck someone and then, you know, not call them back. Like, it's okay to like just be who you are and just be confident. Like, this world has billions of people doing the same thing. Like, it's okay if you do it.
Mm-hmm.
It really is okay.
Like, the world's not gonna end.
Not at all.
That's so rare to hear men say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you date any guy, like, they're so turned off when women are, like, dating around or, like.
Well, you know, this one guy I was seeing, he's basically giving me, like, an ultimatum. Like, oh, till the end of the year, you can have your fun and then we'll move in together and
okay,
live happily ever after. And basically he was trying to make a case for, like, how long are you going to keep doing this? Are you going to keep jumping from person to person? I'm like, first of all, you know, yes.
Maybe.
What are you doing? You've been jumping from person to person. So what kind? What are you even asking?
Well, you're
me?
Jumping,
and you don't know all the things that I'm
until
doing.
You find the right person,
right? Yeah, you don't know what I'm doing, right? So, your case might be worse than mine.
Well, he's also being forceful. He's saying, like, you're gonna live with him.
Yeah.
Like, can we talk about this like adults, please?
That too, right.
Like, that's weird.
Talking yeah. like adults.
I don't know. BBC, have you ever, I'm going to call you BBC forever.
Please
That's
do.
What he wanted anyway.
Have you ever told a girl, like, she can't jump from penis to penis?
I've never said that. Actually, I've said the very opposite. I've told girls I've been in relationships with, and listen, we all have our crazy moments, first of all. Let me say that. So if you're one of my crazy moments and be like, nah, that's not what he said to me. I was having a crazy moment. But consistently, what I've told girls, like if I've dated a girl and she was hooked on her ex, I was like, so go figure that shit out. Like, yeah. like go back to that, because I'm not finna have you trying to live with me, like, and you're still torn, and this motherfucker hits you up on the side and you yeah. doing dirt. And then I now have to be crazy because, like, you are lying to me, and then I uncover something. So now I never give girls ultimatum. I used to be an all or nothing guy. I really still am ultimate all or nothing guy, but it's how you present it. Like, it's how you present the all or nothing, right? You're like, hey, listen, this is my standards for me. This is where I'm at in life. So this is what I would like. Do you feel like that's something we can get to very soon? Or is that where you are now? And if not, then yo, let's then redefine where we are. And then maybe move on, or like every 3 months on mm-hmm. the 27th, let's meet at our spot and do what we do and call it what we call it.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I mean, honestly, like, I can't even fathom the exhaustion of like having to deal with a whole like love triangle. Speaking of love triangles.
Love triangles, what are those?
I feel like Julia's got...
I've got one going on, maybe, or did.
So she has one happening.
Yeah, so I ended up kind of seeing this guy, but there wasn't really anything going on. And then I ended up seeing this other guy. It got more serious, I would say. And they know each other really well. So it was very different. Yeah, it was very awkward. And I understand that part. So I wasn't trying to like play games or anything. I was always honest about it. And I quit, basically. I quit both of them, actually, because they weren't really like bringing out anything positive in my life, I feel like. But I got sucked back in, and it's just so, it's so difficult. I don't know what to do.
So it's by who? The one you like the most?
Who do you like more?
I don't like either of them.
So what are you doing?
I don't know.
So how'd you get sucked back in? Let's just...
I don't know.
Might as well just go... No, you know.
What, so maybe a couple of...
drinks?
Drinks too many?
Yeah, of course. But you were... let's really be honest. Let's break this down. You were open to being sucked back in.
Well, you know, this one person I really like, but he's not very good for me. He's very chauvinistic and mean, and he's let it out before.
Mm-hmm.
But he makes me laugh. So I love that about
those
a person.
Are super like opposite things though.
Yes. I know.
Sounds like a narcissistic personality in my opinion. I don't know, like, I just think, how can you... I feel like your threshold gets like, you push that threshold, right? So when somebody's like mean to you and then you let it like happen again, it's just going to keep happening.
Yeah.
Because you feel like that's the norm. I mean, what do you think?
First of all, let me just, for you listeners out there who don't know who are at the table, if you haven't seen Lael or Hold My Paces and you haven't seen the young lady, they're both gorgeous women, by the way. They're
She's dying right now of compliments.
They're hugely gorgeous and their style is impeccable. Like, so when we're having this conversation right now, I want you to understand that they're beautiful women, right? Just beautiful women, period. Stylish. They have an energy and focus. So I'm going to answer just to the normal root of like, we don't deserve women and where she is. Like, so that part of a man, that narcissistic aggressive man, is a form of trait that women do like. Power, control, definitive, decisive, like women like that for sure. But it's the bad side of it. But they can still sense it's still in that same like sphere of influence. And then obviously the laughing, and then alcohol obviously does everything else. But a woman loves to laugh like a lot. Like, I think like I like make up for my lack of looks and personality a lot. So like, I love fun, I love humor, I'm goofy as everything. So I can kind of get that. But again, drama also women are drawn to as well. So a love triangle, man, It's really, it's enticing just in general.
Said, but I personally despise drama. If somebody gives me drama, I will go hide in another corner. Because I'm like the most, believe it or not, I'm extremely introverted. Mm-hmm. So when I see drama, I'm like, fuck no. Get away from me. Like, we're kind of friends anymore.
See, I think I'm kind of used to it. So I don't like it. But I'm so used to a high level of drama and intensity that I think I tend to forget my worth sometimes.
I feel like that's like, I don't know, that's like the hardest thing for women to get over. It's just like realizing their worth.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, is it like, why is it not a thing for guys? Or do guys do not speak on it?
No, let me tell you, we do. And the ones that do in your life, you put in the friend zone. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you why you put them in the friend zone. Because you want that to be consistent in your life, that acknowledgement of your self-worth and a peaceful, calm relationship. That's the real reason why you put dudes in the friend zone, because here's what happens whenever they tell you that they like you or something crazy happens. Like, I don't want to mess up our friendship. What you're really saying is, I don't want to put you in a situation, us in a situation where I no longer have this consistent positive reaffirmation, this consistent you telling me how great I am, and relationships are messy.
That's not true.
I
don't think that's true, because if I was attracted to them that are in the friend zone and that are really nice, then they wouldn't be in the friend zone.
No, you're attracted to them.
No.
Let me tell you
but
why.
I don't know, like, you don't.
No.
You may not want to, every time you see them, fuck them, attracted to them. Like
no, I'm attracted to them as a person.
So then you just, so when I just said you're attracted to them, you're attracted to them.
Some way, maybe, yeah. Like, shape or form.
Yeah. Again, it's. I know women that are in relationships and they're like, yes, I love my husband, but, you know, we really haven't had sex in the last 6 months, a year. Like, they still love
my marriage.
Yeah. But listen, so I think what we have to do sometimes as females is we have to really now then deconstruct a lot of things. We got to separate sexual attraction and that high level energy passion that gets us going, and then that stability attraction that we really do love and need sometimes. And I'm saying we because I'm just, I like I have my divine feminine hat on today. So you are attracted to these people. Like, there's, you can't say you're not attracted to them. You're attracted to their energy.
But I'm not
what
physically
they bring
attracted
to
them.
Correct.
So
of course
what
not.
Do?
But guess what? You're the same type of woman, and we are the same type of people that compromise certain understandings. So we'll compromise the fact that we want a nice person. We'll compromise the fact that we want a hard rock body who only fucks us in missionary style, but only for 2 minutes. But yeah, yo, that motherfucker looks good, and he's kind of bland.
We do
y'all
compromise.
Be in
and
those
you know
relationships,
what?
But then not be in a relationship
true.
With someone that gives you everything else emotionally,
that
mentally.
That is true, and you know what? I've meditated
on
that,
chiseled.
And I actually went on several dates with people that I wasn't physically attracted to, because I'm like, I need to change something up. This mm-hmm. is not working for me. And I've tried it before. And when it came down to forcing myself for several times to go on several dates, and then at the end, I just couldn't get into it. I tried.
Understandable.
I tried. So what else are you supposed to do?
Understandable. I'm the same way. I can't.
Well, you have also, like, I don't know, I've seen the guys Julie's dated, and they're like, you don't really have a type either, though, so...
Bad bitches is the only thing.
I
like.
Don't really have a type. Like, there's not something I can be like, okay, that's Julia's type. It's just everybody right. that I've seen you date has been so different.
Either I'm into them or I'm not.
Yeah.
But if I'm not into someone, I'm never gonna be into them. So.
Right. And then some people just, I don't know. I feel like a lot of friends that I have, they enjoy like the drama of relationships. Like, I've always been the type that's just like, I just don't want, I'm so focused on like other things, I just can't. Even friends who give me stress, I'm like, bye. Like, we're not doing this. Or guys, so I guess I'm the worst to like have this conversation right now.
You look
like,
perfect. Keep
no.
going, please.
No, because I have friends who have like these like conversations about these guys, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is like, we've been talking about this for like 6 months.
Right.
Like,
you want to strangle them at some point.
Like
why you keep doing
fuck?
This to yourself?
He sucks. There's like yes. nothing good about this person, and I just literally can't really. I don't know if I'm a good friend or a bad friend, but I think it's like a mind over matter thing sometimes too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that voice. Keep that same voice. All I was saying in yours, because again, I remember I said every situation is different, every person is different. All I'm saying is there's a reason why you like to keep a person that is giving you that emotional, mental stability and support, why you want to keep them there. It's a very, let me say this. A woman can orgasm mentally sometimes if she gets her mind in a right state of place. So like, go ahead and put it in Google and understand. And even,
I need to use that and like meditate when it's not working out.
There's even this Netflix documentary between Netflix and Vox that just defines like the world, and they've almost disproven the fact that there is a non-clitoris orgasm. But I'm gonna let you do your own research. All I'm saying is the woman's mind is super powerful. And for you, your mind and your heart in conjunction with each other will control what experiences you get to have.
Okay, so my question to you is, like, do guys not feel this?
No, they do. Because don't you have guy friends who tell you the same crap? Mm-hmm. I have guy friends who tell me the same crap.
One of my best guy friends, he's crazy chicks. Like, talk about girls that he's, like, been trying to date, and he'll try to get over it with, like, other people. But it, I don't know. I guess it just depends. Guys are not as like prone to it, I feel like, as girls.
I just don't think they don't talk about it as much. I think they're just as much.
Because I give advice to guys sometimes more than I do females. Like I went to a wedding yesterday, and some guy was giving me advice on a girl who wanted to take a break and like what, how to approach it.
I saw her outfit on Instagram. It was bomb.com.
That's an Indian.
Dudes talk a lot. I'm just going to say it. Dudes talk a whole hell of a lot, and dudes don't know as much as y'all don't know, like, are in limbo. Like, what should I do? But the difference between dudes is, you remember, we were growing up being like, oh, you're not hurt. Stop crying. Oh,
yeah,
dust it off. Oh, don't be emotional. Oh, right. Be hard. Like, we were conditioned just like y'all were conditioned with the princes and the fairy tales type shit. So, like, we're all conditioned certain ways. So that's why you have to converse and have a conversation and be real as fuck and bridge the gap between what's happening, what it means to be a quote-unquote successful male, what it means to be a successful female. Because you remember, being a successful female for years was correlated with being a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not even that, being married. And if you're not, and if you try to be a powerful woman, like, I deal with female all, like, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I deal with females all the time. And in order to be successful at the workplace, they're bitchy. And I'm just like, you don't have to do that.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot, so again, all I'm saying is, I understand. All I'm saying is sometimes you may need to reassess not only your own conditioning, but the conditioning of someone else. And that's why relationships are so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It reminds me of that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Like, it's not even born in different places. We're just conditioned in different places.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's cultures where the gap is much,
closer. And I do think we're coming, like, we've come a long way. Compared to like what it was for our parents and stuff.
True. And their parents.
Yeah, exactly. We're at least like acknowledging it. We've come a long way, but it's still like hard for some people.
Yeah. And there's a lot of data out there. I mean, there's a lot of books. I like to be cool and whatever, but I'm a nerd as fuck, man. I have a Harry Potter shirt. Like, I'm a full-on nerd. Oh, is anybody wants to go to Potted Potter between December 11th and the end? Like,
I'll go to Comic-Con.
Dude, I'll fuck that up, too. But, like, there's a lot of data, like, love languages. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your love language? If you, one, don't know who you are, right? And then the guy doesn't know who you are. Like, do you really think it's going to be a successful relationship?
Self-discovery is big.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's huge. And if you with some dude that's just used to getting by because he's gorgeous, or if you're used to getting by because you're gorgeous, or you're just used to just having sex and just that fixes everything, then yo, it's not going to be successful. Like, we really got to get down to really who we are as people. And I think, again, that's that overarching thing. It's just be true to you.
Self-discovery and reflect, being like, I'm so big on reflecting and like just self-aware.
Yeah, I had to take, it took me a long time to learn this, but the last few years after my last relationship, I kind of made it a point of staying single, and it has really helped me realize a lot of things about myself, a lot of things about other people. You know, now I can spot a controlling person like 10 miles away versus that's what I used to be drawn to, and then I wake up one day like, oh my God, how did I get into this and mess and why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep finding these people? But now I'm like really comfortable by myself, and it's almost like I'm so protective of my peace that anyone that will come into my world more seriously will kind of mess with that, because I have a really good village around me. You know, me and my child have a good relationship. I have a career going, and I don't want anyone to mess with that. And so the last time I kind of broke up with someone, they were like, well, if you feel that way, then maybe you should just find someone better. And I'm like, my response was, this is exactly the problem. You think you're competing against the next fool, but you're actually competing against a really content me, myself, and I. And that was
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, one thing. Okay, if he really gives a shit, be like, hey, what am I doing wrong? How can I?
That insecurity that, that they're like, okay, I'm competing against someone else. So I have to just be better than the other person. But are you really good for me? Yeah. Have you thought about that?
Some deep shit.
That's good. That's really good. But here's another good thing that Jay just brought up. Like, I've met women that have always been in relationships from when y'all was 14.
Right.
Play relationships when you were in sixth grade. Like, and don't understand what it's like to just build a village around them. Like you said, and be whole and okay with being yourself. Like, yo, let me say this. If you're a female and you've been in relationship to relationship, and when you're not in a relationship, you're just seeking the next relationship, press pause, man. Take a 3-month sabbatical on learning you, do some yoga, some Pilates, don't even date, like just relax, sit at a bar by yourself, take the compliments in, say, you know what, no, I don't want to share my number now, like whatever, like take a sabbatical and build a village. Like, I think that's a phrase I'm going to use for a little bit.
Well, also, I got into an argument with this guy I was going on a couple of dates with. He was kind of like, so you're still kind of young, you know, what about 10 years from now, you think you're going to get married again? And I was like, you know, I don't think so, actually. And then he started kind of getting upset, almost like he's trying to sell his idea of what his life should be like to me. And right. I should think the same way. And I'm like, you can live your life the way you want it to, but don't waste your time with me. And he was basically saying like, oh, well, who wants to be alone? And I'm like, well, first of all, having a person doesn't guarantee not being alone. I was alone for 10 years and I was married, you know, and I felt very lonely. And also, we could all die in a car crash tomorrow. You know, it doesn't guarantee you to grow old together when you have someone. Yeah. You have to be comfortable knowing that you are mortal and you're going to die one day and you might be alone and no one's going to give a crap. And if unless you're okay with that, you're not ready to date.
Damn. Y'all ready for that shit?
Drops mic.
Y'all thought the BBC was deep. Nigga, that was deep. Oh, I used the N-word.
Wow.
Can we edit that out?
Or I see what you did there. That's funny.
Thank you.
You guys, this is... I feel like...
Hey, we're all dressed and appropriate.
I feel like we didn't get anywhere, but we got to so many places at the same time.
Right? It's like anything. We laid the foundation.
Yes.
We laid the foundation. And like anything, you need to have a solid foundation. Yeah, out.
I like love that shit. All right. This is so good.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
You guys, thanks so much for being here.
Our pleasure.
We will do this
again. Talk to you guys next time.
We will talk to you guys next time.
Same bat channel, same bat time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.